Okay, yep, okay. All right, so we are on case number 2458, regards to Leah Jackson, DVM, 2459, regards to Laura McMahon, DVM, and 2471, in regards to Melissa Guzman, DVM. Tracy or Annalise, if you'll read the summary.
Okay, so case 2458, the complainant is Sherry Stoll, the respondent is Leah Jackson, DVM. On July 28th, 2023, Annabeth, an 11-month-old male Belgian Malinois, was presented to respondent due to vomiting and not eating or drinking. The dog was examined. Diagnostics were recommended, including blood work and radiographs. Complainant declined and elected conservative treatment. During the exam, a laceration under the dog's right eye that had been treated on a previous date was cleaned. The dog was administered Serenia and sub-Q fluids and discharged to complainant. Complainant contends that she did not authorize removal of the scab on the laceration under the dog's eye. Additionally, she stated that she heard the dog vocalizing in pain while he was in the treatment area receiving treatment. This case did not go in front of the investigative committee. It was brought to you for your review and consideration.
Great, thanks. And please note that Ms. Frost is recused on this item. okay, so in 2458, we do have Mr. Stoll here.
Monitoring only.
Okay. And then we clearly don't have Ms. Dr. McMahon anymore, correct?
No.
And then we don't have any other respondents or complaints. So,
no.
Okay. So, Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you. So after going through and looking at this, I mean, this sounds like it's probably just more of a, I don't want to say not meeting in the mind, but more just maybe the client and the doc veterinarian just didn't mesh well together. But
right.
If the dog vocalized, that happens all the time, doesn't mean there's any kind of pain. And a previous wound was cleaned beneath with a, that had a scab on it. I mean, I don't see a violation of anything here. I don't even know where this is, complaint is coming from, honestly. So in the case of 2458, I'm going to make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Okay. Second. Motion and a second to dismiss case 2458. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next one, 2459.
The complainant is Sherry Strew. The respondent is Laura McMahon, EVM. On June 22nd, 2023, Anubis, an 11-month-old Belgian Malinois was presented to the respondent for a Bordetella vaccine. Harm preventative was recommended and declined by the complainant. The dog was examined, vaccinated, and discharged the complainant. Complaint we have referenced in her complaint that heartworm services were declined. However, the dog presented in March of 2023 for vaccines in a 4DX under the supervision of respondent's associate and responsible veterinarian for the premises, Dr. Pauletto. Complainant did not express concerns at checkout regarding the heartworm services. Complaint indicated in her complaint that she declined heartworm services. Unclear if she was referencing the heartworm test, preventative, or both. She claimed to be charged at cost without consent. This went straight to you guys for consideration.
All right, again, Dr. Wright.
So again, I think there's an unhappiness with the servant or at the veterinary hospital at this point for whatever reason. But again, at the time of this happening, it was paid for, and I mean, there was no complaint then. And then after something happens, now we have multiple complaints going on. But again, I'm not saying anything, it's an actual violation of statute. So I'm gonna make a motion to dismiss 2459 with no violation.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to dismiss case 2459. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, 2471.
Case 2471, complainant Sherry Struve, the respondent is Melissa Guzman, DVM. On July 26, 2023, Anubis, a one-year-old Belgian Malinois, was presented to the respondent due to a dog bite wound under the right eye. The injury occurred 5 days prior, 5 days prior after an incident with another dog at daycare. Respondent suggested sedating the dog to freshen the edges of the wound and closing the wound. Complaint declined. Fluorescein staining was negative in both eyes. The dog was discharged with a topical antibiotic steroid ointment. Complainant expressed concern that the scab that had formed on the wound was removed by force by respondent and her staff. This came straight to the board. It did not go to the investigative committee.
Okay. Again, Dr. Wright?
Again, it's a scab that was removed and cleaned up. I mean, the dog was presented for this, and I mean, removed by force. I don't know what that is supposed to imply, but of course, any kind of force can be needed to take a scab off. I don't think that's excessive at all. That's just physics. So again, I don't see a violation here. I think this is just an unhappy client with a hospital, but I can't find a violation. So I'm gonna make a motion to dismiss 2471 with no violation.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second, dismiss case 2471. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, so are we gonna go all the way back to our 130 Danielle Powers DVM informal? Okay. Okay. But we have to get her on the phone.
Yep.